NewsRamp Science Podcast, Thursday morning, August 27, 2026. Quick note, AI-powered delivery, full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up, Leighton Seal embeds robust watermarks during image generation to support copyright protection. Leighton Seal, a watermarking framework developed by a research team, embeds high-capacity watermarks into images during the generation process of latent diffusion models, LDMs. This approach aims to identify artificial intelligence-generated content, AIGC, and support copyright verification without compromising image quality. The method integrates protection deeply, ensuring reliability after common edits and distortions, offering a practical solution for traceable generative image systems.
When AI enters the physical world, safety gets real. When AI enters the physical world, safety becomes a real concern. A recent survey highlights the security and ethical risks associated with artificial intelligence AI, transitioning from screens to physical entities like cars, drones, and service robots. The review emphasizes the importance of unified, adaptive safeguards to ensure the safety and dependability of AI in real-world settings. For more information, visit the original source URL.
Creative BioLabs updates in vivo KRT development solutions. Creative BioLabs has updated its in vivo KRT development portfolio, offering research teams additional options for immune cell engineering. The company's comprehensive solution includes viral and non-viral approaches tailored to different research objectives and preclinical needs. By exploring in vivo KRT research, scientists can bypass certain ex vivo processing steps. Creative BioLabs aims to support researchers in navigating the complexities of in vivo KRT development.
Heidelberg Pharma AG and Wadong Medicine have received NMPA approval for a clinical trial of HDB-101 combination therapy in China. Heidelberg Pharma AG and Wadong Medicine have received NMPA approval for a clinical trial of HDP-101 combination therapy in China. The trial will evaluate the safety, tolerability, and preliminary efficacy of pamlectabart-tismanitin in combination with pomalidomide and dexamethasone or daratumumab and dexamethasone for patients with relapsed refractory multiple myeloma. Wadong Medicine will conduct the trial in China, bearing the development cost.
Greenland Mines GRML announces proposed public offering to fund Sarfarto acquisition. Greenland Mines announces a proposed public offering to fund the Sarfarto acquisition. The Western Aligned Critical Minerals developer plans to offer shares of common stock or common stock equivalents in a public offering, with the net proceeds intended for the acquisition of the Sarfarto ND Prey Rare Earth Element Project, working capital, and general corporate purposes. The offering is subject to market conditions, with AGP/Alliance Global Partners acting as the sole placement agent.
NUMA Resources Inc. advances diversified mining portfolio anchored by world-class copper and gold. NUMA Resources Inc. is advancing its diversified mining portfolio anchored by world-class copper and gold projects. The company is focused on reconstructing Panguna as its flagship long-term project in partnership with the mine's customary landowners. With a strategic approach to development, NUMA aims to address the increasing demand for copper, gold, and critical minerals in the global market.
Krypton gas could increasingly be used in quantum computing. Krypton gas is becoming a game changer in quantum computing manufacturing. Researchers at Cornell University have discovered that using krypton gas instead of argon allows for the deposition of tantalum at lower temperatures, crucial for superconducting devices. This innovation could benefit companies like B-Wave Quantum Inc., advancing quantum computing solutions.
Biomed News Breaks, Volume 101. Study reports predictive value in sepsis. Volition RX, NYSE American, VANRX announced a study showing its new QNETS H 3.1 biomarker predicts 28-day mortality and renal therapy need in sepsis patients. Published in Critical Care Medicine, the research supports new QNETS for risk stratification and early intervention. The company sees potential for the technology in disease detection and monitoring, aiming to improve patient outcomes and quality of life. For more information, visit Volition's website.
Mission IR news breaks. Greenland Mines Limited prices $20 million public offering. Greenland Mines has priced its public offering at approximately $20 million, covering 4 million shares of common stock. The offering is expected to close on or about August 27, 2026, with net proceeds intended for the acquisition of the Sarfarto Endi Prayer Rare Earth Element Project. A GP/Alliance Global Partners served as the sole placement agent for the offering. Monode Bio licenses AI-designed protein technologies to SignalChem Biotech for custom discovery assays. Monode Bio has licensed its AI-designed protein technologies, Lexit Luciferase and Novobodies, to SignalChem Biotech for custom discovery assays. The partnership aims to enhance SignalChem Biotech's custom assay services by integrating Monode Bio's innovative technologies. This collaboration expands Sinobiological's capabilities in the CRO sector through the incorporation of AI-enabled life science tools, ultimately benefiting researchers and accelerating their discovery processes.
Mining news breaks: New Pacific Metals Corp., NYSE American, NYSE signs 30-year mining contracts for Karanga Silver Gold Project. New Pacific Metals Corp., NYSE American. NewP has signed 30-year administrative mining contracts for its Carangas Silver Gold Project in Bolivia. The contracts, inked with Bolivia's Mining Jurisdictional Authority, are set for ratification by the Plurinational Legislative Assembly. The company's 30,000-meter drill program, starting in September, will focus on upgrading mineral resources and exploring new targets for a planned feasibility study.
Mining news breaks: Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. extends Murdoch Mountain phosphate mineralization to over 3 kilometers. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. has extended the Murdoch Mountain phosphate mineralization to over 3 kilometers. The company reported assay results from drill hole MM26-10, revealing 10.89% P2O5 over 3.60 meters true thickness. This successful 1.5 kilometer step out along strike confirms the extension of phosphate mineralization. Continued drilling aims to test strike continuity and refine grade controls across the Murdoch Mountain trend.
Western Star models buried intrusive bodies and fluid conduits across its Nevada tungsten district. Western Star Resources, Inc. announced the results of a district-scale three-dimensional geophysical inversion across its Roland and White Star tungsten properties in Nevada. The modeling has defined buried and partially exposed intrusive bodies across the district, refining fault networks involved in channeling mineralizing fluid. High-grade rock chips at Roland and White Star correspond spatially with modeled intrusive rocks, extending search space for potential exploration. Multifunctional frequency modulated continuous wave LIDAR for simultaneous 3D imaging and multi-parameter sensing. A multifunctional frequency modulated continuous wave LIDAR capable of high precision ranging and multi-parameter sensing has been proposed. This innovative technology allows for 3D imaging and the simultaneous measurement of various physical parameters, including environmental temperature, gas concentrations, and liquid density. Developed by a team of scientists led by Professor Yong Kung Dong, this LIDAR system shows promising application potential in fields like new energy vehicles and spacecraft.
Microplastics can reshape how vegetables absorb forever chemicals. Microplastics and PFASs are increasingly found together in agricultural soils, raising concern over food safety. Researchers from Nanjing University reported in Eco, Environment, and Health on how PVC, PLA, and TWP influence PFAS uptake by Pak Choi. DVC increased PFAS accumulation in shoots, while TWP reduced it due to strong adsorption and plant growth suppression. The study emphasizes the importance of considering microplastic type in agricultural soil safety. Flexible and robust T-PET films for ultra-fast all-optical terahertz modulators. Flexible T-PET films have been introduced as all-optical terahertz modulators with high efficiency and bending tolerance. Developed by a research team led by Professors Qingli Zhao and Chen Ji, these films offer stable neural network-based image recognition under various bending conditions. The device's robustness and performance make it a promising platform for flexible terahertz optoelectronics, as highlighted in a recent paper published in Light Advanced Manufacturing.
All on. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.